Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
This episode of Fat Mascara is sponsored by BetterHelp. Listen, we all carry around different stressors, big and small. Therapy is a safe space to get those things off your chest. Plus, it can help you develop coping skills that make your life easier. I will give you an example. If you've listened to this podcast for a while, you've probably heard me say it to Jess or to a guest, reframe. Well, I learned that technique from a therapist. Here's an example. Now that I'm a freelance writer and podcaster, I get lonely working from home and I feel like I'm never going to get to collaborate on projects again. And that's the truth. Reframe, I get to choose which projects I work on, so I'm in control of what I work on. And if I want to collaborate more with others, I don't have to ask anyone's permission. I can just do it. See what I did there? That's reframing. If you've been thinking about starting therapy or are looking for someone to help you process things and give you coping skills, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/mascara today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/mascara. Again, betterhelp.com/mascara. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff. With real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Hey, hey, welcome to Fat Mascara. I'm Jess.
Hi, Jess. Hi, everyone. I'm Jen.
How's your week going?
My week's going well. Everything's good this week. I've been out and about learning new beauty things.
What are you finding out on the beauty frontier? Adventures.
The frontier is actually a good way to put it because I went up into the country, upstate New York, to learn a bit about how body stones get made. Do you know, have you seen those body stones from Kate McLeod?
A body stone. I actually have seen the body stone. I used it when I was pregnant. It's very
oh yeah,
it's very
there's
Mama
a Mama
Earth.
Stone that yeah. she got. Yeah, it's a solid body lotion, but good naming, obviously body
the
stone.
Body stone.
So she invited some journalists and writers up to her workshop to see how they got made, and it's basically she was a pastry chef, so it's all chocolate. Like
I gotta say,
everything is chocolate based.
I saw you
cocoa based, I should say.
I saw you in the it's our Instagram stories, and you were like in the Keebler Elf like tree.
Yeah, because she treats this beauty product as if it's like an artisanal food product. Like she uses all sorts of machines that you would use if you were making fancy chocolates, and it's high quality cocoa butter. So I got to make one with my own essential oil blend, my own scent. That was super.
Now,
fun.
Which scent did you choose?
As you saw, I was waiting for your feedback. I was like, do I do peppermint and eucalyptus? Because that's an FM favorite.
FM fave.
Like if you want spa vibes, you guys know this. You go peppermint and eucalyptus. In fact, actually, so funny, Vanessa last week, our guest, the cleaning expert, I didn't want to interrupt her when she was talking, but she was like, yeah, for me, clean smells like mint and eucalyptus. Mm. And I was like, right?
Right on.
But I also don't want that my body to smell like that. I think I just want my bathroom to smell like that. So I went with sandalwood. A tiny touch of patchouli, clary sage, which is supposed to help me embrace my feminine.
Who told you that?
She did. Okay. There was like a whole like primer on aromatherapy and like, you know, that kind of woo-woo stuff okay. that essential oils can do. And then my top note was lavender.
Okay, love that.
I just cannot get enough of that.
Yeah, very calming.
Yeah, so I learned how they got made. They're very cool. I'll put a link in the show notes if you want to check out the Body Stones. Solid body.
Did they drive you up there or did you drive yourself?
We took a bus. Okay. We took a bus. Why do you ask?
I just like to picture the day. I don't know. I just like to picture the day.
Yeah. If I was more inclined and less in the moment, I would have done a whole video where they do, you know, with like a music video. Here's Jen getting on the bus. But, you know, I'm bringing you the news now on
okay.
our podcast.
Well, thank you.
It was super fun. And she's really cool. And I had a good time. What have you been up to? Testing products.
Yes. I mean, I am in like back to back. I'm meeting with brands, just a little bit BTS, Moda Operandi, beauty launch. I'm not violating any NDAs here. I'm just meeting with a lot of really amazing brands, a lot of really cool brands. Some folks I know, some folks I'm meeting for the first time. And getting ready for launch. So it's been really exciting.
Wait, BTS question. Mm-hmm. After you meet with a brand, you see all their products. Mm-hmm. Do you sample them as well before you make your final call and like, we need this in the mix?
Yeah, either I'm familiar with the products or I get sent samples. It's very exciting. And there's a lot of packages here at the Matlin Janeski household, or the products get sent to Moda's office in Industry City. And I have an amazing team. I have to say, I'm very excited about the team that we have built, my beauty team. So it's really cool. So we're working together to figure out what is right for Moda.
I was dying when you said Studio 54 is how you treat your beauty vanity. I think this is a key lesson we should share with everybody if they don't follow us on Instagram and know this. One in, one out, right?
It's hard. Yeah, because it's my apartment is, since I moved to Hoboken, my apartment is like, you know, double the size at least that it wasn't in the city. But like, it's still like, it's a person's apartment. It's not like, you know, a Marshall's, like, you know, where you just have like endless shelves. I don't know why that was my reference, but like, you just can't just like jam the shelves.
I don't know if anybody lives in a Marshall's, but okay.
No, but it's not like you could just like pile the shelves worth of product and I get so many products every day. So I get like, I bite off more than I can chew with like, yes, please send. And it's, you want everyone to send you everything, but you got to call it at some point because like my family lives here, you know, I've got to.
If this wasn't your job, did you do one in and one out when you weren't testing as many products? Like, is that?
Well, we were testing as beauty editors.
As beauty editor. I guess your whole adult life has been a beauty product testing.
Yeah. And like, you know, Jen, like, you know, your career has pivoted as well, but you're testing product for different stories you're writing and you're testing product for fat mascara. We're like, it's like always be testing.
Well, but I haven't been using the one in, one out. So instead it's one in, buy another shelving unit, one in and time for another shelving unit. But I need to start giving away more.
But right now I have a launch date that I'm working towards. So it's like the products have to like, I have so many products coming in that I need to decide on. So it's like, I can't just be like, now it's like things are getting crazy. Now it's becoming like...
What a cool job. You literally have, I think a lot of our listeners, like dream job. Your job is like, I need to test all these beauty products, see what people want, point of differentiation. Mm-hmm. Is it worth your money? Yeah,
It's pretty cool. I definitely...
I cannot wait to see the mix.
Yeah, it's great. So, but I love making the show with Jen twice a week for you guys. So should we get into our show?
But I wanted to hear more about what you're doing. Yes. Oh, I have for you after, I know you're doing the news for all of us afterwards. I have eyeshadow tips. I got a refresh on the eyeshadow rules that I think are going to be really helpful for people. Just trust me on this from a special makeup artist. So I'm going to share that with you all.
I'm glad you have a tip because I got to tell you, I put on eyeshadow today. I was testing 1, 2, 3.
Yes.
And it was user error. It's an amazing palette and I can't wait to bring it to Moda. But I think I put on like, I don't know if it was the way I applied. I ended up taking it off because I was like, I cannot show up at this meeting with this like very heavy eye on a Friday.
And they're like, hey guys, we're going to put this palette on the website, okay? And they look at you and they're like,
I just thought they'd be like, either she's interviewing for a new job and she's not going to get it with this like crazy look.
Super smoked out. Or the Studio 54 vibe is also for the shadow, not just the bouncer who lets one in, one out.
It was so dramatic. Yeah. It was so like, I thought it was like too... It was too done. It was way too done. So I need to know like how
Well, this is great. This is great. This makeup artist, Nick, he used to work in Las Vegas. Mm. And a lot of his tips reference, okay, here's how the Vegas showgirls do it. Here's how we do it.
So that's what I need.
I think maybe I'll be able to help you. Yeah. And the rest of the listeners too. So should we get into it?
Yes. Stay for the news. Stay for the eyeshadow tips. And then stay for the razor wand. And then we wrap it up.
Get your beauty sleep. Okay, here we go.
Okay, let's do the news. So, Victoria's Secret introduced their first fragrance in 5 years. It's called...
Oh, I'm sorry. Was I supposed to cheer and clap? Yeah! Dramatic pause.
I did kind of pause dramatically, and I didn't get the cheers I was looking for. Well, listen, it's called Bear. And it's made with upcycled materials and responsibly sourced ingredients. It's created by Symrise master perfumers, Natalie Benaro, and I hope I'm pronouncing your name correctly, Natalie, and Carlos Vinay. Listen, it is technologically interesting. It's the first fragrance on the market to use something called CryptoSim. It's a technology that VS says can encrypt scent formulations. It sounds very crypto. It sounds very cryptic. But basically, what they say is that it basically allows you to have this like one-of-a-kind fragrance. It can encrypt scent formulations. I think the whole idea is that it smells different on everyone. So I'm not really... I really just kind of want to smell it myself and tell you firsthand. So I need to get my paws on this fragrance myself. The idea is that it's going to be relatable and unique to everyone who wears it, says Kristen Lagoa, who's the VP of Merch and Beauty and Accessories at Victoria's Secret. She says it's about a quiet confidence that comes from knowing your authentic self and celebrates individuality in its most natural form. So that's all well and good. That's the marketing stuff. I want to talk about the ad. So this is where the podcast medium fails us a little bit. But the ad is so different than anything I've ever seen from Victoria's Secret. It is a bunch of different women wearing nothing. They're bare. All different types of women. They're social advocates, artists, creatives. There's even an herbalist in the mix. And it's shot by Zoe Gertner, who, if you know anything a little bit about Zoe Gertner, she's a still life photographer who's really famous for shooting women in really powerful, like, you know, she's not a traditionally sexy photographer. She's a very high fashion photographer. She shoots for brands like Dior and Chanel, really elevated, like The Row. Like, it's not that traditionally sexy kind of brand, you know, portfolio.
Yes. I don't know how many times they have to tell us in how many ways that they are pivoting over at Victoria's Secret.
Yes.
Yes.
It's like everything is so opposite of what they do.
Well, I think we need to stop saying what they do because this is their new brand. I had to say though, as I was reading about this and you were talking about it, I was like, sounds a lot like the launch wording and theme and strategy for another big perfume. Perhaps you've heard of it, Glossier You. Remember, it was all about individuality, smells different on everyone. Not saying it smells like
skin
that. We're going to order two, and we'll do a little like live sniff test. I think that would be fun. We'll do that once they come in. What do you say?
I would love to do that. I think I get why they're doing it. They had to make a hard left. They had to do a hard left. I am reserving judgment because I haven't smelled it.
Okay.
Bobbi Brown has a new job. She is chief creative advisor at Augustinus Botter. So, I mean, she is one busy woman. She's always got something cooking. You know, she just launched Jones Road, you know, a few years ago, and now she's got a new project. So she told Women's Wear Daily, like, everything I'm involved with, things happen organically and authentically. It started because she has a very close relationship with the CFO, David Nass, who was her CFO all the years that she was with Bobby. So,
oh, when it was owned by Estee Lauder companies, that makes sense. I was wondering what was going on there.
He went over to work with Botter, and she at first never heard of it. And then, of course, he sent her the rich cream, and she was like, what is this? She used it. She thought, oh, my gosh, I can get anything gifted to me. And I was like, this is the greatest thing. She saw an instant difference the first time she used it, and she became a super fan. So what does her new job entail? Product ideation, educational programs, promotional activations, marquee events, and more, according to WWD. Are we going to see anything, a Jones Road collaboration with Botter? She says, never say never. Let's head over to Jess's business desk.
I haven't heard your music in a hot minute. I forgot about it. Oh, hi.
I also feel like it's kind of like arbitrary when I'm saying Jess's business desk, because a lot of this, like, isn't it all kind of business?
I don't know. I just like to, like,
I don't know.
I just like the sound and pretending.
Once
I'm
in
over
a while.
Like, yeah. Yeah. I'm setting a scene.
Yeah. Sometimes something feels extra businessy.
IPOs, stock prices. I don't know. Trademark infringement suits. What do you got for us this week?
Yeah. This one definitely feels fits squarely into the business desk. Two major brands are making a bit of a beauty Brexit, so to speak. The first is Smashbox. So Smashbox Cosmetics is exiting the UK later this year. They've cited an accumulation of challenges that the business could no longer withstand. Mm-hmm. So orders from the UK and Ireland will no longer be accepted beginning September 29th of this year. In a statement on their Instagram, on their UK Instagram, they said, "We've loved being a part of your creativity and expression, and we're forever grateful. Thank you for your support and kindness." Now, they've been in the UK for a while, for 24 years. And just as a reminder to anyone who, like, Smashbox hasn't been, like, at the top of your radar, if you're, like, newer to beauty, Smashbox is a major, major brand. They're owned by Estee Lauder Companies. And they're founded by Dean and Davis Factor, who are the great grandsons of Max Factor, who is a Hollywood makeup, like, legend.
Yeah.
Kind of a big deal.
It is a big deal. And so, I can't help but think there's going to be others, since Britain has its own, like, tariffs and import-export laws, and everything's changing now that they're not part of the EU. I guess that gets complicated for some of the brands.
I also wonder, like, where a brand like Smashbox, you know, fits in right now to that market, or to, you know, like, maybe it's what brands are succeeding right now in the UK and which brands aren't. And we can talk about another time what's trending,
mm-hmm.
you know, which what brands are, it's a color brand from first and foremost.
Big business in primers and setting sprays, a lot of photo ready, you know, the baked and strobed of that YouTube era, which I think is firmly now in the 2010 to 2020 part of our history of beauty. So maybe that's why.
And things ebb and flow. So, you know, they're not being taken out of the US. You know, it's just in the UK and Ireland right now. So let's just, you know, kind of watch this space. But another brand, which is also owned by ELC, that is exiting the UK, is Glam Glow. They're also no longer accepting new orders in the UK and also Ireland from September 29th onward. And they also said, an accumulation of challenges has sadly led to the incredibly difficult decision to cease trading in the UK and Ireland. And that was also on the brand's Instagram. So, Jen, do you mind if I head over to the science corner? I'm very busy this week.
Ooh, I don't mind at all. I don't know if you're going to get the music, though. So let's just go.
Oh, I'm getting the music, baby.
Fine, here it is.
All right, listen. Here's another area that I find very interesting. CBD.
Yes. I just did an interview yesterday for a story I'm working on for Women's Health where CBD came up.
Wait, what about it? And I'll tell you, we'll talk about the actual news story in a second.
Just the new research that's been coming in. I remember we first interviewed a CBD expert on the podcast like 4 or 5 years ago. It was like, they'd have this one study in Israel, you know? And like, clearly people have been doing their homework because there's lots of new stuff going on to show exactly how and what CBD can do topically for your skin. So what do you got for us?
Okay. Well, I've always been a little, I've been a little bit of a wait and seer.
Yeah, no, I remember.
And this, yeah, yeah. Check this out. In a new study, Johns Hopkins Medicine researchers tested more than 100 topical CBD products available online and at retail stores. They found significant evidence of inaccurate and misleading labeling of CBD content. Now, the study also revealed that some of these non-prescription products, again, non-prescription, these are over-the-counter, contain amounts of, I'm not going to say, like, have to explain, like I can't pronounce all this, okay? Delta 9, tetrahydra, okay, THC, okay? They found that contained amounts of THC, the main active in cannabis, that can cause a high. So it contained THC when they said it didn't contain THC.
Yes.
That's a problem. Misleading labels can result in people using poorly regulated and expensive CBD products instead of FDA-approved products that are established as safe and effective for a given health condition, said the study lead author, Tori Spindle. She's a PhD assistant professor of psychiatry and behavioral sciences at Johns Hopkins University School of Medicine. Here's the thing. Recent research has shown that people who use CBD products containing even small amounts of THC could potentially test positive for cannabis using a conventional drug test. This has not been determined for topical CBD products, but the authors are currently studying it.
Okay, I get it. So it's like if you're doing a drug test, but you've been using a CBD face cream, you might test positive, even though you never felt high or any of that. It's like that old poppy seed bagel thing.
It's currently
being
studied.
That was like the myth in high school. Like if you ate too many poppy seed bagels, you might test high for like opioids and things in a drug test. All right. Mm-hmm, interesting. Mm-hmm. So that could be very problematic if you are one of those people who is using a CBD face product and did not know that it had THC in it.
I think this is very interesting. So for the study, the research team purchased 105 CBD topical products, including lotions, creams, and patches online at brick and mortar retail locations in Baltimore and Maryland. And the products were tested using this technology called gas chromatography mass spectrometry to identify the actual amount of CBD and THC they contain. Mm-hmm. And on average, the in-store products contain 21% more CBD than advertised, and the online products contain 10% more than CBD advertised.
Mm-hmm.
And THC was detected in 35% of the 105 products, though all were within the legal limit of 0.3%.
Very interesting. When does that ever happen that you're getting more of the active than you thought? Usually when we see tests of topical face products and it's like, oh, it has vitamin C or it has retinol, by the time they test it from the shelves, the level of the percentage of the active ingredient has gone way down. That's very interesting that it's actually higher. I also don't think that the companies always know what the hell they're doing. I think they buy their oil and they're just like, you know, they might test one batch and the next batch comes in. It's not as a regulated crop, you know?
I think that some of it's like a little Wild West. Like, absolutely. I know that there are some really legitimate CBD companies. So I'm not poo-pooing CBD as a category at all. But I do feel like there are some... nobody is doing, I think, this in bad faith. But I just think that some of it is...
There are also a lot of new growers. Like if you're buying lavender oil because you want it for whatever protective effect and you buy it from a supplier in Washington State who has been making lavender for 50 years, who tests every batch, who has all that in place, you know you're getting whatever level of actives in that essential oil. But if you're buying like an essential oil of the hemp plant that has the CBD and the THC and all of that, like guess what? It's only been legal for like what? How many years in the United States? So yeah. Yeah, Wild West indeed. Oh my God, be careful if you need a drug test for your workplace and you're using that CBD serum.
It feels like it's like a potential for an episode of like Curb Your Enthusiasm or something.
Oh, it would. Yes, yes. What a waste too. You don't even get high. Maybe your face looks better, but you've been using this product. You don't even get to get high. And now you're fired from your job because you just tested positive for drugs. Thanks.
I feel like
beauty.
The odds of this happening what are very slim. So I don't want to, this is not Big Beauty.
Industrial complex.
The beauty industrial complex. I feel like this was like a scary segment. And by the way, this was my last segment, and I don't want to end on this downer or freak people out. I feel like the odds of this actually happening are probably so slim.
I'm going to start. I'm putting a Google News alert. You should too. Listeners, DM us if you've tested positive for drugs and you've been using a CBD face cream, because wow.
I feel like this definitely needs more research. It was just like it posited an interesting question.
Yes, clearly. Oh, all right. We'll link to the study on the blog so people can check it out for themselves and be careful out there.
Yeah, please don't think that you're going to be like testing positive because you're using like a CBD lip balm.
But that's what the researcher is not implying, but saying it's a possibility. There is THC in there. I guess you'd have to use a lot. Maybe a body lotion. If you were using a body lotion every day and it happened to have THC higher than you realized, yeah, could it? Oh, all right. But then would you get high? All right, we need to get an expert on this.
This feels like very like loosey-goosey.
All right, we'll link to it so people
can be careful. We just don't know. The results are inconclusive.
Yes, okay. Well, thank you for reporting to us. Hey everyone, it's Jen, and I have decided this is going to be the summer of uniform dressing. I'm going to have a few pieces on heavy rotation, and I'm telling you right now, they're all going to be linen, and they're all going to be from Quince. I don't know why I'm going so hard on linen right now, but it just feels right. And Quince specializes in timeless pieces made of premium fabric, and the best part is that all the Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30. I am personally very into the 100% European linen pants. They're cropped and easy. There's even a cute pinstriped version. And when I wear them, I look like I just stepped off a yacht. Do I have a yacht? No. Do I know what yachters wear? No, but that's the vibe. The linen pants come in sizes extra small to 3X, and they're less than $40. Okay, like 10 cents less. They're $39.90. But the quality is excellent, and they wash really well. How does Quince do it? They cut out the cost of the middleman and pass the savings on to us. Plus, Quince works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/fatmascara for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com, Q-U-I-N-C-E, quince.com/fatmascara to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/fatmascara. Summer is fast approaching, which means it's shapewear season. Just kidding. It's really wedding season. But I just got an invitation to a wedding in Philadelphia, and guess what I'll be wearing? Honey Love. I'm not sure about the rest of the outfit or the dress, but the shapewear is going to be Honey Love. Here's why. Honey Love has revolutionized compression technology so you no longer have to feel like you're suffocating when you're wearing shapewear. Plus, they have lingerie-inspired design details that you'll want to show off, and all their fabrics are breathable to keep you nice and cool, which is perfect for hot days. Let me tell you a story. I remember being at a wedding, this was a few years ago, pre-Honeylove, and I wore a jumpsuit, and I wasn't sure if the bathroom door locked well, but I had to take off the entire jumpsuit and then roll down the shapewear to pee, and I was like holding onto the back of the door at the same time, completely naked in the bathroom, and it took so long, and I caused this whole backup of the bathroom line, and after that, I was like, never again. Until Honeylove came along. Honeylove's superpower shorts have a 100% cotton gusset so you don't have to wear underwear underneath. And there's a convenient opening in the underwear area so you don't have to take off the whole thing to go to the bathroom. It's so easy. Honeylove products make you look good and feel good. Whether it's for a wedding, event, an everyday boost of confidence, Honeylove is the perfect plus one. Treat yourself to the best bras and shapewear on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/mascara. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off. That's honeylove.com/mascara. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them we sent you. honeylove.com/mascara for 20% off. The summer vibes are just getting started, so shape your life with Honeylove.
Okay, everyone, I am one of those people who, when it comes to wellness, sorry, but it's got to fit into the pockets of my day. 5 minutes here, 7 minutes there, when I'm like in the kitchen and I'm microwaving something long, it's got to be convenient. And that is why Alo Moves
works for me. My mindset has changed. The app makes it easy for me to keep my wellness routine on track because they have everything in one place and bite-sized little bits. Yoga, Pilates, fitness classes, mindfulness, self-care tips, healthy recipes, so much more. From beginner to advanced, Alo Moves has the flow or class that's going to fit into your schedule. Their classes range from 5 minutes to an hour, depending on what you're feeling that day.
You know what feeling I'm feeling most days? I'm feeling 10 minutes. I've been doing Joanna Thompson's. Right? That's about it.
Yeah, that's good.
10 minutes. Joanna Thompson does these yoga lattes in 10. One day will be abs. One day will be arms. Today, Jess, is booty day. And we're just going to get it done. All in 10 minutes. If you're trying to get a good sweat, then you've got to try their award-winning workouts like the sweat-inducing yoga flows or the reformer Pilates workouts without weights. You can also find stress relief with meditations, affirmations, face yoga, gua sha, learn to do dry brushing. How many times have we talked about dry brushing on this podcast? Alo Moves will teach you how to do it.
Unlock your personal wellness routine with Alo Moves. Go to alomoves.com now and use the code MASCARA20 for an exclusive 30-day free trial and enjoy 20% off an annual membership. That's alomoves.com, code MASCARA20. alomoves.com, code MASCARA20.
I have to tell you, I'm one of those people, I'm like not scared of eyeshadow, but I often feel like it's a lot of work. I don't know how to use it correctly. I don't want to look like a news anchor on television, which I feel like often happens when somebody else does my eyeshadow. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, it often looks very mature.
Yeah,
right?
Like I get the idea of contouring. You can change the shape of your eyes. You can fix what you don't like about your eyes with the interplay of shadow and light. I get it, but I also don't want to look like I've been playing with the interplay of shadow and light. So I just usually just stick to like something really close to the lash line. Do you know what I mean?
I think you really have to know what you're doing. You need to like have a deft hand. That's the expression.
Yes. And there's even getting my makeup professionally done. It's like rare that someone does it where I'm like, oh, that's why you use eyeshadow. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So I met Nick Lujan. He's the head of artistry for Kevin Aucoin. And he had a masterclass on eyeshadow. I was like, you know what? I'm going to go to this. Let me just open up my mind because I've been very closed-minded about eyeshadow. He had so many good tips that I wanted to share with you. Okay. First up, because before the eyeshadow goes on, obviously concealer. This was just, I have to share this with you guys. You don't put your concealer in an upside-down triangle. You don't put it in a moon. Here's what you do. You look down. And then you put the mirror in front of your face, but look down and raise your eyes only to look into the mirror. So your head's still pointing down. Sorry, I'm pointing away from the mic. Where you see the shadow then is where you put the concealer. And what's so crazy to me is that both of my eyes had different spots that had shadows when I did that trick. So the left eye needed some concealer in a place that the right eye didn't. So I dabbed it on while I was looking into the mirror with my face pointing down. That shows you exactly where to put the concealer.
Oh my God.
Thank you. Right?
I see the shadows.
Yeah, it makes it really obvious because the idea of concealer is just for those shadowy spots. So I thought that was genius.
That's good.
Okay, here's the other thing. How many palettes have you seen that are all shimmer? There are so many shimmery eyeshadows out there. And I stopped him in his tracks because he was like, you cannot put a shimmer eyeshadow on top of a shimmer eyeshadow. You just can't do it. A, it doesn't stick. You'll get fallout. B, you don't create a look that has depth to it. And I said, wait. So all of the palettes that have just shimmer shadows, you can't use any of those colors at the same time. And he was like, not if you want to look like a normal person. He's like, the only time you would put more than one shimmery shade on your eyes at a time is if you're going for a 70s look. And the reason is if you put the shimmer on and tilt your head in the light, the light will never find a shadow because there's sparkle everywhere. So when you turn this way, it's reflecting and giving you sparkle. You're turning this way, it's reflecting and giving you sparkle. So you've just managed to like wipe out all of the contour of your eye. Say you were trying to do a fox eye or trying to create a crease where you don't have one. If you have more than one shimmer shadow on, you're not doing that, which I thought was, I was like, why do all these brands make all these shimmery palettes? He's like, because they sell well. They look pretty and we're all little magpies and we want the shimmer. Mm-hmm. So we go for that palette thinking, oh, it came together. So those colors must go together. And I'm not talking about like what's the Anastasia, the Norvina, like 50 colors. Like obviously we know we're not going to wear all of those at the same time. But a lot of times even just like a trio will have three shimmers. And he's like, no, No. You do the matte shades first. The shimmer only goes where you want to pop the eye. For a lot of people, the easiest way, right above the pupil, center of the lid, just for a little something. If you only do one shade, that's what he said to do. Just do a little in the center of the lid with shimmer. For me, because I was like, listen, my top of my eyelid's getting heavier as I get older, he said to do my shimmer only would go on like the brow bone a little bit, like a fairer color up there that would like sort of give me a highlight. So remember the point of shimmer. It's not just to make us feel sparkly and fun. It's actually to catch the light and reflect. So treat it that way.
These are good. Keep going.
I know. Nick used to work in Las Vegas. So he was like, it's almost like he learned that technique and then unlearned it in a way to make his makeup better. So I thought that was really good. Okay, and last, after you do your shadows, actually I have a bunch more, but one more that I thought was interesting. After you do your eyeshadow, what comes next? Lashes. And he's like, I know we all love an eyelash curler. I know we all love lash extensions. He said, here's two things I'm going to tell you. If you have longer lashes and you curl them and put on mascara, it is possible you have just erased all the eyeshadow you just did because nobody's going to see it. Because your lashes are up there like little spiders causing a black curtain in front of the eye shape that you created. Mm-hmm. So you spend all this time making a lovely crease and contour, and then you have these big old curled eyelashes, you're not going to see it. The other thing he said, he has a lot of trouble when a model comes to him and they have extensions, lash extensions, which I know we all love. If they are too long or too thick, they create such shadows on the person's face, both beneath their eyes and behind the lashes on the lid itself, that you've just done like a whole disservice to your makeup routine because you're making yourself look more tired, older, darker by having these insanely long lashes. I feel like we all think like longer lashes are better. They open up the eye, which is kind of like what I remember learning about eyelash curler. You want to open up your eye. But I think that was before we were all using Latisse and lash growth and the mascaras were as good as they are and we didn't have extensions. If you have short lashes, sure. But if you have like a lengthier lash or a mascara that's really volumizing and lengthening and you curl your lashes, you're just like putting up a smoke screen in front of the pretty eyeshadow that you just did.
A smoke screen. Interesting. I like that word.
A smoke screen. Oh, yeah, it's so much more. And the last thing I'll tell you, I guess this isn't shadow, but as I was pointing out how, you know, my age-old complaint, which is that my right eye droops more on the top and looks smaller. I know you're sick of it.
You see a therapist about this.
But this is why I love an honest makeup artist because he looked right at my face and he goes, yep, I see it. Here's what to do. Don't mess around with me, counter ladies. I know my eye is smaller and you're crazy if you don't see it. And he didn't even try to be like, oh no,
I don't
fine.
See it.
Okay, you don't see it, but you're not an artist makeup artist, you know? So like it's symmetry. It's like a spatial thing. So he said, if I were you, I would actually take a row of hairs off your eyebrow on the right side only, on the bottom edge of my right eyebrow, because that's where the droopier top lid is. It's like heavy. And I said, oh, but my brows are my thing. And he said, if you want to see how you're going to look, if you thin out your eyebrows a little or take off the tails or whatever, he's like, get a cheap white eyeliner pencil, the kind we used to do our waterline on the, remember that look?
Yeah.
From like the early.
Of course. Yeah.
Do that. Draw the line over the hairs on the bottom of your edge of your brow and back up from the mirror. And if you have dark skin, pick a darker skin, darker color than white. Though he said you could do white even if you have brown or black skin because like you'll still see it without the hair. Back up from the mirror and look. And if it really does change your face shape or does something good for you, go ahead in and pluck out all the hairs that are in the white section that you just sort of highlighted. So I did that. And I ended up taking a row of hair off of my right eyebrow. I don't know if you can see, but I think that they are looking more... Well, to you, they're going to look symmetrical either way. So the trick works.
I never saw a problem. I never saw a problem.
I know you didn't, but we all know our faces so well.
I know.
What bothers
I
us.
Know.
So it was an enlightening, enlightening thing. And there are people at their counters are great. I don't know if you have a Kevin Aucoin counter near you and where you live, but that is a place to go for education because that's what Kevin was all about. Also, how many times has Kevin's book come up on this podcast? They had a copy of it there and I was like, oh my God, making faces. It was just like, he really was such a legend.
I want more shadow tips because I wasn't satiated by all that.
Oh, so should I go back to him and get even more?
Even more.
Okay.
I feel like we could do like an episode all about eyeshadow. Would
I know.
You guys like that?
It's hard though when you're not having someone demonstrate to you visually, because a lot of this, I hope that that was all that made sense that I just shared. Oh, I should say also the whole series. Yeah. Okay. Can you be the model though? You have a lot more real estate than I do.
I do have a lot of lid, but that also that opens up a lot of room for error.
Oh, yeah. Maybe we get Nick to comment because we have very different eye shapes. And
yeah, we could do one for because when I wasn't joking around, like at the top of the show, when I was playing with the eyeshadow palette, I was like, okay, I'm going to use this color. Then I'm going to use this color. And then it looked like I like had an episode, like a break, like a psychotic break.
A mental break?
Yeah, like my eyes were really crazy.
Yeah, because you have really crazy. If I put like a darker shadow in my crease, it's barely going to show because of my creases. With you, it's like now I have a moon of dark shadow over my eye.
It looked like the end of a movie when like the
what
person
was the color
was
that,
was
that
like,
caused? What was the color that caused the like, problem?
I did like a dark
like
brown
in the rainbow.
And then like
yeah,
a taupe.
Dark brown. Okay,
it
right.
was like
Feel
a dark
safe.
Brown, and then I did like. It felt really safe, but I was like, okay, I'll put it in my crease, like the dark brown. Then I'll put like the soft brown in the center. And then I was like, oh, I'll just like, then I'll like line it with the dark brown, like underneath. And then I just look, you know, like when someone draws like a demon with like the rings around the eyes.
Whoa. Yeah. I don't usually do my bottom lash line with shadow or anything. Cause I just feel like it.
I like that look though, like a soft shadow, like soft shadow liner. But I just kept on building and building, and then it got like the fallout just came because it's like, you know, it's shadow. It's not like a pencil liner. Oh, I was like, oh God, I need help.
We've been there.
I have a lot of questions. There. Yeah.
Yeah. All right, well, so I took let's it all get off. Nick. We'll have him come and we'll just, this fall feels like a fall thing. Maybe in time for holiday because that's the only time I'm really going to like pull out all the stops anyway when I go to like parties or events and things because, yeah. Could be helpful. Anyway, I hope that helped everybody. You ready to raise a wand?
Let's raise a wand. Let's do it. Okay, everyone, it's time to raise a wand. We've got a great one from our friend Anna.
Hi, Jess and Jen. I wanted to raise a wand to the Naked and Thriving Prevent Face Oil. This has rosehip, moringa, carrot, and apricot kernel oil in, I believe. It's very brightening, it smells gorgeous, and it's in the most beautiful glass bottle. This company is vegan, it's very sustainable, it's just so beautifully packaged.
Anna, you did your homework! She brought us a brightening face oil, and she was not kidding. The minute I heard her talking, actually not on the phone because she emailed me that, remember, email your voice memo to info@fatmascara.com. I looked up the bottle. It is gorgeous. Like, I want that sitting in my bathroom. Erin Kleinberg would approve. And if you want to call us and leave a message just like Anna did, the number is 646-481-8182. We're rounding out the summer here, so we'll still take your sunscreens and brightening face products and home stuff, too. Like, Jess was so obsessed with Littery. I want to hear what other candles people are burning. So send us your razor wands, or it could just be any razor wand you're excited about. Why don't you go ahead first, Jess? What are you raising a wand to this week?
Okay, so I am raising a wand to, you know, Jen and I are into like feet stuff. Well, that sounded so disgusting. Like pervy. We're into like...
You know, cleaning is so my weird. Love language, not foot stuff, okay? Like, get your fetish right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, yes. Well, I feel like Jen and I, foot health. That's what we're into.
Getting worse.
Foot health, foot care.
Yes. Okay, fine.
Foot health and foot care.
Yeah, okay.
Last year, I discovered these, like, cloud slides. Do you know what those are?
No, go on.
They're very big with, like, you know, the kind of, like, TikTok generation. They're very ugly. I'm sorry, makers of cloud slides. I'm sure there's like one brand that started it, and I'm not giving credit to
the original brand. It's like the Squishmallow of shoes. But
yes, exactly. Shout out intern Val. We miss you. But if you know, you know. But the cloud slide is like a very unsexy slide, like, you know, like shoe slide. Mm-hmm. It's made of a very thick, I hate to say it, plastic. And I really did grapple with whether or not I was going to raise a wand to this because I don't think the world needs more plastic. But I will say the cloud slide has been very beneficial to my health and to my soul. And I'm not, no pun intended. And also I freaking wear it all the time. It is like kind of like an orthopedic summer shoe. Now it started out as Jen has like indoor hot shoes. She has like indoor.
My inside yeah, Birks no, and my outside like, Birks. Yes.
Yeah. As my friend said, when he saw these, he was like, these are shoes where like, I know you're married. Like no one would ever.
It's the moo-moo of shoes.
Yeah. Like no one, like if you're single, you know what, you do you. I don't want to like.
I don't know. They kind of give me like Yeezy vibes too. I just, there's something futuristic and foamy about it. So you could take it. It depends on how you dress
them. Yeah, they definitely have a Yeezy vibe.
Yeah. Yeah.
Depends on how you wear them. Depends on how you style them. They come in like, you know, neon, like green. They come in yellow. I have them in yellow. You could actually get them in like cool prints that look like, you know, like an artist did them. They have an all kind, they have like ones that look like, they have a SpongeBob like type of vibes, like cartoons, whatever, graffiti. You do you. But I will say like, you can get them for like $20. I freaking love them. I feel like there's no pressure on my feet. God, they're so ugly. No one could ever see them. I was even embarrassed my husband saw me in them. Yeah. And now I like, then I started wearing the CVS. Then I started wearing them to daycare pickup. Now I wear them to like restaurants.
How are they with the Neuromas?
I love them.
They look very squishy and flexible. And I don't, that's not good for my, when I had Neuromas. As we know, I got them removed.
I'm walking on a cloud.
And Jess has not gotten hers removed. And they
walking
still
on a cloud, Jen.
Feel good?
No.
That's interesting because usually
they feel
you
great.
Need a
I
firmer
know, I have to,
base if you have a Neuroma. So, wow, no matter your foot pain, the cloud slide is there for you. On sale right now, I think $26.
It's no, there's no pressure. Like it bounces. It's like you're bouncing on a freaking cloud.
That sounds lovely. Ooh, ooh.
They're so
great. I love
great.
When our things tie together and I have like a throw. You threw to me on the cloud. Let's get cloudy, okay? This is cloud-like texture for your lips. Sunny's face just dropped a new lip product.
Yeah. Nice.
Okay, I like the fluff mat, but if your lips are not like perfect, the fluff mat, it shows texture. So, you know, it's not as forgivable as this, which I'm obsessed with, Sunny's Face Lip Treat.
Okay.
It's a balm a la, it reminds me of the Glossier, like, you know, you don't even have to look in the mirror and you can just like rub it all over and you won't mess it up. But I don't know how to explain this. The balm texture has more of a firmness to it. It's not greasy, slippy, slidey. It's very plump and like stays in place. So like you can kiss with it on. It's not like a dip your finger in the jar kind of lip balm.
Okay, sexy.
Yeah, really sheer colors, but it just makes your lips look like way better. And I feel like I'm off of my long wear kick because we're not wearing the masks as much. And I wanted to have a little gloss, but the gloss with too much color looks tacky. So it's perfect. And if you don't want color at all, the sheer shade, the name of it is Jellyfish. How much do you love that? In fact,
that's nice.
That actually helps me to explain the texture. It's like, it's the same texture as your shoe. Bouncy, yet, you know, could be squished down if needed. Like, you know, with a little bit of a sheen to it, Jellyfish. Maybe the shoes are more matte. But you see where I'm going with this, right?
I like that.
Yeah. Anyway, so Sunny's Face Lip Treat. I'm wearing Jellyfish, which is like the bear color right now, but there's lovely other colors that you should check out. $16.
I really like Sunny's Face.
Yeah, I like it too. I'm glad they're in the States now. And hopefully they'll be in your country soon if you're not in the States. Hey, get your beauty sleep because you need to be well rested on Friday. Jess has a special interview for you. I'm very excited to listen to it because I sat that one out and it's going to be great. Yeah, get your beauty sleep, guys.
I really am excited about that interview. Yes, get your beauty sleep.
We hope you enjoyed the show.
It's your reviews and feedback that help us make the podcast even better. Head over to iTunes to rate and review us or email your thoughts to info@fatmascara.com.
We also want to answer your beauty questions and hear what products you love. To share a Raise a Wand product review or to ask a beauty question, email us at info@fatmascara.
If you send it as a voice memo file, we can even share your voice on the podcast. You can also do that by leaving us a voice message. Our phone number in the United States is 646-481-8182.
Thanks so much for listening.
You'll
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff. With real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.